Yeah. Okay. Today is Daf Samach Tes. Today's Daf Samach Tes. We are on Samach Ches Amid Beis. We're right up to Toshma. What are we talking about? Rav said, that a Zor, now we're talking about, if you do Malika on a bird, and then, so the halacha is that Malika, the halacha is a kosher bird, has to be a kosher bird, that's not shechted properly, it's called an avela. If you touch that bird, you don't become tummy. You only become tummy when you swallow it. Right? Malika is a malika is a kosher procedure for a bird. So if you do malika on a bird, what?
Even if it's an avela and you eat it, it's okay.
Well, it can't be an avela if it's malika, right? In the base hamikdash, it cannot be an avela. What about in your backyard? So it's not a problem. Why? Since malika exists, sometimes it's good. It's good in some context. So we said if you do malika, it's not going to make you tummy if you eat it. What about a Zor who does Malika? What about a Zor who does Malika? In the Beit HaMikdash? Right? So that's a funny thing. Right? So Rav said, that does make you tummy. That does make you tummy. Why? Because a Zor can't do Malika. So what is that? Nothing. So therefore it makes you tummy.
Okay, isn't a Kohen the only one who's in charge of the process?
Yes, it's exactly why. If a Zor does Malika, and you eat that bird, you become tummy. Why? Because it's not Malika. Rabbi Yochanan said, it is not matame. Zohar doing Malika is good enough. Okay? That's what we said yesterday, that's the last thing we said yesterday. By the way, they both hold that if you shecht the bird, kudshim, with a knife, which is no such thing, it is matame. They both agree to that. Yeah. They're only arguing on the Zohar. Okay? Rav said, You are matame, and Rabbi Yochanan said you're not matame. Very simple machlokas. Now, Toshma, let's try to bring a riot to this machlokas. The Mishnah said it's a zaklal. Here's the rule. What's the rule? If the bird is tame because of itself, like it's missing an eye, right? So it's not even a valid carbon, and then you do malika that the Mishnah said, then it's matame. But if it's because of outside source, outside issue, some outside issue like what? Like a czar, then I'm sorry, then it's matame, right? Right? Right. Yeah. Zaklau. Kol shepsola b'kodesh. If the issue was some outside factor, the bird's a regular bird. Waiting to be shechted, waiting to do malika on it, if the bird's a regular bird, and the issue is an outside factor, like what? Like a czar or something, then it's matame. Right? I'm sorry, then it's not matame. Then it's not matame. Why is it not matame? Because there's nothing wrong with the bird. It's extraneous issue. But if the issue is with the bird, then it is matame. Now, Tashma, who does that make sense according to?
So if the czar shechts a bird.
If the czar does malika on a bird.
So it is matami.
What? No, he said it's not matami. There's nothing wrong with the bird.
Oh, nothing wrong with the bird, but where does he get the right to do the malika?
He did it.
So he's allowed to eat the bird.
No, you're not allowed to eat it. If you eat it, you don't become tummy.
You don't become tummy, okay.
Right? Who does that jive with? Rabbi Yochanan. Right? So, Tashma, Zaklal. Kol shehi psulo b'kodesh, if the psul is kodesh, ain't no tummy b'gadim b'beis ablia. It doesn't make you tummy. You got that? The bird is nothing wrong with this bird. Why is the carbon invalid? Because the czar did malika. So if the czar did malika, and you eat this bird, you don't become tummy.
Right.
Bishlom alur b'yochanan. That makes sense according to b'yochanan. Kol asu yezar. Because what happens is, if you eat the bird, you become tame, and also the clothing you're wearing becomes tame. That's all. The only thing.
It
doesn't mention it. They'll mention it now. Right. You become tame, and you also the clothing you're wearing becomes tame. Right. El Rav, let's see, Mai. According to Rav, what's going on here? Rav said that if a zar does it, you are matame. So Gemara answers, what? Ultimech, according to Shubi Yochanan, Shalha Yapotzal Bakodesh, what's the second case mean? Shalha Yapotzal Bakodesh. If the bird is intrinsically a problem, then it is matame. According to Rabbi Yochanan, what does that come to include? Why do you have to give this? Why did the Mishnah have to say, Zakal, here's a rule, let me sum up for you. What are you summing up for? I can read the Mishnah. So whenever you sum up, you always try to include something. What are you including? El Reisha Lasuye Shchitas Kodshim Bifnim. The Reisha includes Shchitas Kodshim Bifnim. Shechting a carbon, shechting a bird, right? Shchitas Kodshim Bifnim, right? That what? You didn't do Malik at all. You did Shchita. Nevertheless, it's not Matame. And Seifa Lasuye Malikas Chulin Bachutz. And the Seifa says, what if you do Malikas Chulin Bachutz? What if I do Malika in my backyard? And then I eat that bird? And then I come Tame? Absolutely. Why?
Because
it's off the ground. No such thing as Malika Bachutz.
Exactly.
Okay.
How long is the tumor for?
I don't know. I think one day. Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. We have a bright, I think it's one day. We have a bright that supports Rabbi Yochanan. What does it say? It says Malika Zor, Malika Puzzle. If Malika was done by a Zor, or it was done by a Puzzle, it means reads a Balmum. So, or, Hapigal, Vanoser, Vatame, all these things, all these problems, Ein Metamina Besablia. They don't make you Tame Besablia. Why? Nothing wrong with the bird. Everything was some outside factor. Just like the Mishnah said, against Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Yitzchak, says Rabbi Yitzchak, Shamati Shtayim, I heard two vorts. Achas Kmitzas Zor. One was about a Kmitza being done by a Zor. The Achas Malika Zor. And one was about Malika being done by a Zor. The end, Achas Teirid, Achas Lo Teirid. One I heard, if it goes on the Mizbeach, that's to come down. It can't even stay there. And one can stay there. The Lo Yadan, I don't know which one's which. So Amar Chizkia, Mistabra Kmitza Teirid. Mistabra that the Kmitza has to come down. Malika Lo Teirid. Malika the kids stay up there. Maishna Malika. Why Malika different? Why are we more makel by Malika? I'll tell you why. The Yeshna Babama. Because Malika was by Obama. A Zor, there was no Kohen by Bamas. There was no Kahana by Bamas. Bama was in my backyard. No Kahanim. So I could do Malika too. So the Yeshna Babama? So Kmitza not the Yeshna Babama. Say it by Kmitza. No Kahana, I can do Kmitza also. V'chitema ein mincha babama. Ein ofos na'i babama. Well, there was no mincha, there's no ofos. Nothing. Omer sheish. So divya omer yesh mincha babama. Yesh ofos babama. So divya omer ein mincha, ein ofos. They went hand in hand. Ofos and mincha went hand in hand. If you had them by the babama, you had both. If you didn't have one, you had neither. So why are we making a distinction between Kmitza and Malika? Why? What's the distinction? My taima. So the Gemara says, because it says somewhere, Zavachim, it says Zavachim, right? In Shemot Chav Dalid, right, it says Vayish, this is by the Bama of Har Sinai. It says Zavachim, V'lo Menachos. Zavachim, V'lo Ofos. No Menachos, Lo Ofos. So back to our question. Why? What's the distinction between Malika and Kmitza? Why did Chizkiya say that Mistabra, the Kmitza has to come down, and the Malika doesn't have to come down? Why? So, Ela, Ema, Ein Kiddush, B'chishareis, B'mincha, B'bama. Because I'll tell you why. Because by a Bama, there was no Chishareis. By a Bama, there was no Chishareis. So the prior, you want to do Kmitza? Do Kmitza. In the Beis HaMikdash, there's a cliche race. So a Zor did it, that has to come down. Malika? What's the difference? Malika by Obama? Malika by here? What's the difference? That doesn't have to come down.
Cliche
race, you need
by the bird.
Right. There's no cliche by a bird. Right, exactly. That's exactly why Im Ola, Lo Teirid.
Not on the Bama, not in the Beis HaMikdash.
Right. But a Kmitza does have a cliche race in the Beis HaMikdash. So if a Zor did it, it has to come down. Rashi says, the first king line, Hilgach, lo yafin and Zor b'mikdash. Le'inyin Kmitza Hazar babama. The low dummy. That's comparable. Hach kmitza lahach kmitza. The b'mikdash hall of the kitchen of a cliche race, if slow bazaar. Since that is a cliche race, Azar can't go near that. If he does, has to come down. Malika, what's the difference between where Malika was? Okay. Then we said, Malak basmol ol balayla. If you did malika at night, or with your left hand, and then you ate that bird, now if you did it with your left hand, or you did it at night, it's not a good carbon. But if you ate that bird, it's not a problem. You don't become tamei. Which makes sense, because the psul has nothing to do with the bird.
Right.
Has some outside factor. You left a lefty, or a knight, right? So Tana Rabbanan, we have a brayso that says like this, Yachal, I would think, Tehe malika shilifnim metame begadim ablaith ablia. Abeis ablia. I would think that malika that's done in the Azara, what's one second? Yachal te malika shilifnim metame begadim bebeis ablia. Right? Right? No, the Gemara is just starting off from the top. Like, let's start from the Aleph base. I would have thought, Malika shein lafnim metame begadim beis ablia. I would have thought that Malika, if you do Malika and then you eat it, you become tame. Talmud lomar nevela. That's why it says nevela, right?
What?
Right, so Malika is not, it doesn't make the animal, I'm not sure what this means, one second. Yachal, I would think, Shetei Malika, Shehi Lifnim, Metame Begadim Bebeis Abliya, should make you Tame. Just like any other bird that's in the Vela. Talmud Lomar, no! Talmud Lomar, no. That's why it says v'chol nefesh asher tochal nevela utrefa. Nevela utrefa. Only a nevela. Right? Nevela sof tohar. But malika, not a problem. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Ha nevela. Hanami nevela hi. It's also a nevela. Why is it also a nevela? Because it didn't have shechita. Ella, Talmud Lomar, trefa. That's why it says in that pasuk trefa also. Okay? Ma trefa shava bifnim kibachot. Just like a trefa. What's a trefa? A trefa is an animal that's going to die.
Yeah.
Trefa, you can't eat that anywhere.
Right.
It's no difference between lifnim and bachot. Af kol shavas bifnim bachot. So too, any psul, any issue that's the same in the Beis HaMikdash or outside the Beis HaMikdash. Like a trefa. A trefa doesn't matter where the trefa is. It's all trefa. You can't have a trefa as a carbon. You can't have a trefa in a barbecue. Doesn't make a difference. Yotze shchitas chulin bifnim. So excluded is shchitas chulin bifnim. What's shchitas chulin bifnim? You shecht an animal or a bird bifnim. Right? Ukadshim and kadshim bein bafnim, bein bachutz. Kadshim, whether it's inside or outside, is a problem. What's the problem? There's no shchitas bird with a knife, with a shchita. There's no such thing. So kachim inside, you're not supposed to do shchita, and outside, you can't bring kachim outside. So no matter what, it messed up. Lo shavi kifnim bachutz, they're not the same. Ein metam and begadim abeis abliya. There's no tuma by a bird. Now, we just said something that doesn't make any sense. Bishloma chulin lo shavi kifnim bachutz. By chulin, you're right. Ela bakachim, idi psulin ninu. By kachim, they're both no good. You can't do shechita of a bird in the base inside. Why not? Because there's no shechita by birds, by karbanos. And you can't do shechitas kachim outside because you can't take kachim outside. So they're both the exact same. Amar Rava, said, no. The reason why a kachim that shechted outside doesn't make you tamei is Ella, Amar Rava, im ho ilo lo shechitas chutz l'chayvo kares. Because if you eat a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, you have courage for that. Lo to'il lo l'tayro b'dei nevela. It's not going to be. That's how could you not be over tuma if over tuma? How could you not be with tuma if you eat that? You have courage, and you're not going to become tuma. I think that's what that means. Ashkechan chutz. That's only outside. What about panim minolan? How you know inside you don't become tuma? I said it wrong. You have courage. If you eat that, but you're not chayev on tumah. You chayev kares, no tumah. What about inside? Hovel, v'lo shavi, bifnim, bachot. since they're not the same. Okay? Why are they not the same? Bechutz is not metame, and bifnim is metame. So, bechutz is not metame, bifnim is metame. Yeah. So, in other words, they're not the same, and therefore there's no tumah on both of them. Ihachi malak kachim bechutz namilo. Then if you did malika on kachim bechutz, should also not have tumah. Delo shavik bifnim kebechutz, because they're not the same. Amar v'shini bar ashi. Don and davish lo bechshero, midavish lo bechshero. We're talking about things that are not kosher, things he did wrong. Meaning, there's no malika outside, there's no shechita inside. Ain donin davish lo bechshero. Don't tell me something that's not proper, midavish lo bechshero, from something that is proper. What's proper? Malika in the base mikdash is proper. The Gemara says v'lo, v'tanya, menayin liyotze shem o lo toyed. How do you know if that a yotze? What's a yotze? A yotze is meat or animal that was taken outside the grounds. Not supposed to do that. Nevertheless, if it's ola lote raid, shari yotze kasher babama. Because their bama said was okay. Why? Because their bama said there was no yotze. There was no in, there was no out. It was someone's backyard. So what do you see? We do learn something possible from something not possible. Or something kosher from something not kosher. So Gemara says, no. Tana azos tola torah sa'ola riba samachle. That's a whole separate limud that they learn because the word zos torah sa'ola is extra, and we learn out that a yotze is not a problem. Okay, that was impossibly hard, Gemara. Now the Gemara gets even harder. But at least I know it a little better. Okay, ready for this? Malak. You did Malika. V'nimtzes treifa. And it turns out it's a treifa. What happened? It's missing a long or something. I don't know, it's a treifa. Okay? Reb Meir Omer, Eino Metam. What?
How do you know?
He did Malika. Yeah, how do you he looked and said, oh my goodness, it's missing a heart. I don't know. You know. Don't ask me a question like that. you know.
That's
why. Huh? You rip it open. Yeah, you rip it open. You just know.
That's part of the process. You rip it open.
Yeah. You're doing it. You look at the innards. You see it's a treifa. So Malak Venim's a treifa. And then you eat this. Then you eat it. Now, I'm not talking about the aveira of eating non-kosher, of eating an animal with a treif. Forget that. Reb Meir over ain't no tamei beis ablia. Reb Meir says it doesn't become tamei. You don't become tamei when you eat it. Why not? Why don't you become tamei? Why not? The answer is because it was malika enough, right? The malika machshirs the carbon, right? That's what Reb Meir says. A big chiddush, right? By the way, there's no such thing by an animal because by an animal, if the animal's a treifa, you don't become tummy when you eat it. You become tummy when you touch it, when it's dead. So the whole thing, we're going to have limud into animals.
Is that even the case? You're in the shlachthouse over there, and they're doing shchita on an animal. You find the animal's treif. The answer is not.
You're not tummy, because the shchita is metaret.
Exactly.
The shchita is metaret. The only time you're tummy by an animal is if an animal dies without shchita.
Right.
Or botched up shchita, and then you touch it. It's an avela. You touch it and you touch it. Yeah. But Mati's right. Shchita is metaher tuma for an animal, no matter what.
And Malika does the same thing.
So Reb Meir says Malika does the same thing.
Exactly.
So now you realize Reb Meir's not a chiddush at all. Reb Meir's the conventional shchita. Reb Yehuda says metame.
He's the problem.
Reb Yehuda's the problem. We're going to spend 2 days now on Reb Yehuda only. Amar Reb Meir says, what are you talking about, Reb Yehuda? Kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer. Im nevela's behema. You have a behema, a nevela of behema. Shemetame b'magu b'masa. It's tummy if you touch it. What happened? The cow dropped dead. Right? You touch it. You become tummy. Nevertheless, shchitas metaharet mitarefasa. Mitumasa. The shchita will be metaret. What does that mean, shchita metaret? But if you do shchita, even if it's a trefa. You can't eat it now. It's a treifa. Didn't realize. Okay, you can't eat it. So give it to the guy. And you touch it, you don't become tamei. Why? The shechita was matarid from any tumah. Why? Who made up that rule? The Torah. That's what it says. Nevertheless, nevelas ha'of, a nevelas ha'of, she'eno matame b'maga u'b'masa. But nevelas ha'of, which is not tamei, b'maga u'b'masa, only swallowing it. Eino din, Shouldn't the Shechita save it? Shouldn't the Shechita save it? Now that, what's that called? That's called the Kal V'chomer.
Right.
But we're going one step further. What are we saying? No one disputes that. Well, the issue now is, what about Malika? And it turns out there's a Treifa. We're talking about Malika now. Says Reb Meir, what's the difference if it's Shechita or Malika? What's the difference? Right? Ma Motzinu. What's the difference if it's Shechita or Malika? What's the difference?
Malika is more kal than Shechita.
So he says it the other way. Shechita so shimach sharta l'achila. Shechita allows eating. Shechita is the hechsher. It allows eating. And if you do shechita, and it turns out it's a trefa, there's no tuma. Ach malika, so to malika. Sheimach sharta ba'achila, it allows you the kohen, in the Beis HaMikdash, by a carbon to eat it. Ach malika, sheimach sharta ba'achila, titara trefa, simidei tumaso. It should allow it. You hear that? Hear what Meir just said? The kal v'chomer only makes sense by Shechita. It only makes sense by Shechita. Right? If by Shechita you have X, and then Y, so by Olz Oof, you for sure have X and Y. Right? Because Olz Oof, there's no touching, there's no tum when you touch it. So for sure. But that's only by Shechita by a bird. How about Malika? Says the Mishnah, it's a Mamatzinu. What's a Mamatzinu? What's a Mamatzinu? Well, whatever applies to Shechita should apply to Malika. Now, is that really a Mamatzinu? What is that really? He's really taking the Kal V'chomer and pushing it further. It's really what he's doing. Now, there's a rule you're not allowed to do that. What? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Daya. The rule called Dayo. Dayo kinevelas behema shechita semitarasa v'lo malikasa. Dayo tells me this Kal V'chomer only works for shechita. It doesn't work for malika. Now, what does Dayo mean? So what does that mean? What's an example of Dayo? So we'll give you a simple example. An example is somebody tells the class in sixth grade. Someone tells the class. The principal comes into the class and tells the class, if anybody misbehaves by the English teacher, they're going to have 1 hour of detention. Right? So Kal V'chomer, if they misbehave by the Rebbe, right? To Kal V'chomer, they should have what, how many hours?
At least
one. What about more than one? No, Dayo. Only 1 hour.
Right.
You can't have more than what the Kal V'chomer is based on. It makes sense logically. The Rebbe is more chashuv, it should be more detention. Dayo. That's what Dayo means. Says Rabbi Yossi, how could Rabbi Meir extend the Kal V'chomer to Malika? What excuse did Rabbi Meir do to extend it to Malika? It's the same thing. Shechita is metar meat, and Malika is metar meat. So I'm extending it. What gave him right to do that? It's Dayo. How can he do that? Says the Gemara, for Meir Ladorish Dayo? Doesn't Reb Meir hold from Dayo? Doesn't he hold from Dayo?
Maybe he doesn't.
He has to. But Dayo Daraisa, it's a Daraisa. Is it Daraisa? 2 weeks ago, Titania, Midin, Kal V'chomer, Ketad. Right? What's the Kal V'chomer? Yomer Hashem Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, you know, Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, right?
Right.
So V'aviha, Yorak, Yorak Bifanaha. If someone spits in the face of their father, shouldn't they be locked up for 7 days? Of course. Spit in your father's face. So, Kal V'chomer, L'shechina, Arba Asayom. So you spit in Hashem's face, it should be even worse. So why is Miriam only locked up for 7 days? Because Dayo. Right? Ella, Dayo Lavo La Menabin, Leos Kenidon. It's Dayo. So there's no Makar for 7 days. Beyond 7 days. What do you see? Dayo is a daraisa. If someone misbehaves to their father, they're punished X, you misbehave in front of God, shouldn't it be Y? The answer is Dayo. So how could Rabbi Meir not hold from Dayo? How could he not hold from it? So, Amar Rav Yossi, Rav Avin, Rav Meir, Kra, Ashkach, V'Kedarash. Rav Meir found the Pasuk. That from this Pasuk he's going to learn that a Malika will help and the birds of Trefa. What's the pasuk? It says, Zos Toras HaBehema. What? Zos Toras HaBehema V'Ha'of. Okay? This pasuk is by Shrutim. It says, the by Shratzim? Yes. Zos Torah HaBehemah V'Oaf. This is the story about behemoth and oaths. Kol Nefesh Achaya HaRobeses B'mayim U'L'chol Nefesh. Fine. So now the Gemara says, V'chi Be'ezit Torah Shavsa Behemah La'Oaf. Oaf L'Behemah. In what way are behemoth and oaths the same? In what way are they the same? How are they the same? Behemoth Tamei B'Magu Masa. Behemoth Tamei Maga Masa. Oaf Eino Matamei B'Magu Masa. Oaf is not like that. Oaf Matamei B'Begadim HaBeis HaBliyah. Oaf is matame you and your clothing if you swallow it when it's tame. Behemoth is not matame b'begadim beis habliyah. Behemoth, no such thing. No such thing. So in what way are they the same? Because those Torahs are behemoth v'oaf. This is the story. Ella, lo malacha. The answer is, ma behema davar shemachshira lechel matayr shefasa mitumasa. Just like an animal has certain rules, how you get an animal to become edible, it's called shechita. And if you do shechita, and the animal's a trefa, it will not render tumah. Af oaf. So too an oaf. Davar shemachshiro ba'achila. There are certain ways an oaf can become edible. There are two ways for an oaf to become edible. Shechita and malika. In the base of Mikdash, you have malika. Metar, trefaso, mitumaso. Therefore, the pasuk alludes to the fact that you can have that malika, and you find that it's a trefa, does not make a tumah. Okay? That is Reb Meir. Now, says Rabbi Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, my time. So why did Rabbi Yehuda not hold from that pasuk? Right? We said Dio is not an issue. Dio is an issue. But there's a pasuk that says, don't learn Dio. Right? This pasuk over here, Zos Torahs HaBehemah V'Oaf. So don't learn Dio. So why does Rabbi Yehuda Taka say that if you do Malika on a bird, and it turns out it's a trefa, and you eat that bird, you become Tameh. Why? Why do you become Tameh?
Because Zos Torahs HaBehemah V'Oaf doesn't talk about the Beis HaMikdash. It's Zos Torahs HaBehemah V'Oaf for general consumption.
Halavai, it should be that easy. But you should know that the Gemara is going to say something similar to what you said. This goes over here. The Gemara is going to say something similar. So the Gemara says, Kra Ashkach V'Darash. Rabbi Yehuda found a different pasuk. A different pasuk that's going to teach him that an oaf that has malika, that turns out to be a trefa, and you eat that, you're still tameh. This pasuk is a very hard pasuk. It's a pasuk in Vayikra, Yudzayin, Achrimos maybe. It says, V'chol nefesh, any person, asher tochal nevela, that eats a nevela, utrefa, or a trefa, be'ezrach, a citizen, u'beger, or a ger, v'chibes begadav, you become Tamei, you have to wash your clothes, Rochatz, Bamayim, the Tamei Ara Erev, the Toher. Why did the Pasuk have to say a Nevela or a Trefa? Isn't it redundant? How could you have a Trefa that's not a Nevela?
Isn't
Nevela means it drops dead. What's a Trefa? What? So is that the same thing as a Nevela?
No.
Yeah.
So one second. There's a machlokes in Shas if a trefa is considered alive or not alive. Biologically, it's alive. It's walking around. Halachically, it might not be considered alive. Why? Because it's a trefa. So if it's not halachically alive, then what is it?
Dead.
What's dead called? A nevela. So it's the same thing as a nevela. It's redundant. Look at the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, my time, it says Nevelu Trefa. The Pasuk says, biologically it's alive. Halachically it's considered dead.
There's the concept of the menace.
Of what?
In the status that it's in is where you consider it.
The status is, it's considered dead. It's considered dead. You know it's a Trefa. It's worth three, you know it's a Trefa. It has some, from the leg and below, from the Arkuva and below, it's broken, it's considered a Trefa. You can't eat that, even if you shechta kalacha, with every chumrah. So you know now. Some trefas you can see it, some trefas you can't. So no, the case is you can see it. If you can see it, it's walking around right now. It's walking around, it's alive. Everyone, biologists will tell you it's alive. Halachically, it's the status of a nevela. So why do you have to say both? So, nevela utrefa, it says nevela utrefa. Amr of Meir, trefa lama nemra. Why do you say trefa? I'm sorry, Amr of Yehuda. What did I say? Amar Rav Yehuda. Treifa laman emra. Why say treifa in this pasuk? It's an extra word. In treifa chaya. If it's a treifa that's alive, if it's considered alive, hare nevela amura. It says nevela anyway. What does it mean it says nevela anyway? Right? Im treifa chaya. Right? I know, it can live for a year, I know. No, but my question is, what, 1 second. Oh, here it is. Nevelu trefa. Trefa loman emra, im trefa chaya, and it's not going to have tumah. This is a hard one, right? Im trefa chaya, hare nevela amura. It says nevela right here. So therefore what? It's not going to have, so since it's alive, it's not going to have tumah until it dies. Right? It's not going to have tumah until it dies. Now, if a trefa dies, does it have tumah? Yes. Trefa unavela, they're both together. So, hare nevela amura. But it's already in a, it says it's already in nevela. Right? In other words, we're not talking about that the shechita was done on this trefa. We're not talking about shechita. We're talking about just dropping dead. So if it dropped dead, it's no different than a nevela. That's the issue. If it dropped dead, it's no different than a nevela. We're not talking about shechita. We're talking about dropping dead. So if it's dropping dead, it's totally redundant. Im trefa in a chaya, and if a trefa is not considered alive, then it's bechal nevela. Harehu nevela, the bechal nevela. It's bechal nevela. So why did the pasuk say trefa in this pasuk? Right? It's redundant. You can't have a trefa that's not an avela if it drops dead. Ella lahavi trefa sheshachta shemetama. Ah, it must be to tell me that a trefa bird that's shechted also makes you tummy.
You don't have to shecht it.
What?
You don't have to shecht.
What do you mean?
A bird.
What?
You don't have to shecht the bird.
Let's say you don't know until you...
The point is, says Rabbi Yehuda, you see from this extra word trefa, the word trefa is extra. What do you see from here? Why does the Torah have to mention the word trefa? Now, what's the story about it? What's the pasuk about? The pasuk is about tumah. Nevela or trefa, you become tameh. Trefa is extra. You can't have a trefa that's not a nevela. Oh, you know what's coming to tell me? If you shechted the trefa, it still makes you tameh. By a bird. It still makes time by a bird. What did Yehuda say? What did the Mishnah say? If Malika, right. If Malika was done on a bird, and it turned out it was a trefa, it's tameh.
Right.
And you eat it, you become tameh. Now Rabbi Yehuda establishes, I hold that by shechita, for sure. By shechita, I have a pasuk. Right? Okay. Yeah. Okay? That's what he learns from the word trefa. Okay? You got that? Okay, good? So far so good? So far so good. Amalei Rav Shizbi. Rav Shizbi says, 1 second. Ela Me'ata, Dichsiv, there's another pasuk. And this pasuk says, V'chelev Nevela, the chelev of a Nevela, V'chelev Trefa, and the chelev of a Trefa, Yatzel l'chol malacha. You can do whatever you want with it. You can sell it. You can give it to a guy. You can give it to the dog. But what?
You're saying it's not lofter banor.
Right. V'achal lo tachlua. But you can't eat it.
You can't eat it.
You can't eat it. The pasuk like that says of Shizbi. Why does the pasuk say the nevela, the chelev of a trefa? Isn't it redundant? Mm-hmm. If the word now trefa is redundant, right? Says of Shizbi elamayata dechsiv. Chelev nevela v'chelev v'treifa. What can you do with that? You can do whatever you want with it, but you can't eat it. Hasam nami neima. Let's say the same thing. Right? Im treifa chaya. If the treifa is considered alive, and then it drops dead, hare nevela amura. It's the same thing as a nevela. And im treifa ena chaya. If the treifa is not alive, it's not considered alive, hare b'chal nevela. It's mamash nevela. It's a walking, it's a living nevela. Mamash. Right? Ella, what the Torah say nevela for? Why did the Torah throw in chelev nevela? Ella lahavi treifa sheshachta. I'll tell you why. To tell me that if a treifa was shechted, shechelba tahar, that the chelev is tahar. The treifa, the chelev is not tamei. If you touch the animal, you become tamei. But if you touch the chelev, you don't become tamei.
Is there logic to that?
What?
Is there logic to that?
Is there a logic to that?
What would the logic
be? The logic would be, because the chelev is not edible anyway.
So therefore you can't touch it?
Therefore you can touch it. Therefore you can touch it. I'm not telling you the logic. Since a chelev is tamei anyway you can't eat chelev.
So you're saying it's a siyog. You shouldn't come to eat
it. Not a siyog.
You shouldn't come to eat it.
No! We're talking about tumah. If the animal drops dead, you touch it, you become tamei?
Yeah.
Yes. Why say treifa? It's included in the vela. No, if you touch the chelev, you don't become tamei.
Touch the chelev, you don't become tamei.
Why? Anyway, you can't eat it.
How do you get to the chelev if you're already tamei?
Someone else opened it up, and then you came, and they called you over, and you touched it. Then they called you over. Yes, exactly what happened. Lahavi treifa sheshachta. A treifa was shechted. Shechelba tahar. That the chelev is tahar, right? Michlal. Dehi metama, but the animal itself is tame. Only the chelev is tar, right? That can't be possible. The Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav.
What did Rav Shizbi say? I don't understand what he said.
Rav Shizbi said, if the pasuk, there's a pasuk that had nevela and trefa together in the same pasuk, and we established that the word trefa is extra. Why is it extra? Because mamanav shach, a trefa is a nevela. So why is it written there the word trefa? I'll tell you why. To tell you that if you shech the treifa, and it turns out it's a treifa, right? And then a treifa bird. Right. It turns out it's a treifa bird, and you shecht it, and you eat it, you become tamei.
Right.
That's what the word treifa teaches you. Says Rav Shizbi. Okay, I got that. If that's true, there's another pasuk in the Torah that puts the words nevela and treifa together. Where's that? Chelev. Now a chelev nevela and a chelev trefa, you can do whatever you want with it, but you can't eat it. Says with Shizbi, why does the Torah have to say nevela of a trefa? The chelev of a trefa. It's redundant. You can't have a trefa that's not a nevela. It's redundant. So what did Torah tell me the nevela of a trefa for? It's redundant? The answer is no. Learn from here. How about if we learn from here that the nevela of a trefa, that the chelev of a trefa
is not
makabel tumah. It's a funny thing.
Wait,
the animals, yes, makabel tumah, but not the chelev part.
It's got to have something that makes
the only touch of
comparison to the
two. So they can even say such a thing? Hayitachin, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Farbi Lo B'Masisa Tana. It says like this. There's another pasuk that says, V'chiyamos min ha-behema, if an animal dies, I'm reading the whole pasuk, Asher hi lachem la'achla, that's edible, good animal. Hanogea b'nivlasa, you touch the nevela, Yitma ad erev, you become tamei. Other person says that. Right? Now, what does it mean when it says v'chiyamus min ha-behema? What does it mean v'chiyamus min ha-behema? It should say v'chiyamus ha-behema. What's min ha-behema? What does that mean? Min ha-behema. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, mixas behema metama, mixas behema in a metama. Certain animals are tamei, certain animals are not tamei. Right? The Ezu Zeh, which animals are not tummy? Zu Trefa Sheshachta. It's a Trefa that you shechted. If a Trefa was shechted, that doesn't make any tumma. So you just showed me that a behema that's shechted, the behema is tummy, but the chelev is not. That's not such a thing. If it's shechted properly, the behema is not tummy.
What's the kasha against Shizbi?
So if Shizbi's kasha is, the word treifa, I don't know what to do with it. Right?
No, the treifa used for the bird. Now the word chelev doesn't know what to do with. Chelev, the combination chelev and treifa, that's what's not...
Right, so the word chelev, we're not finished with the question. He said, you can't learn that from the word treifa over here. That's where you can't learn that. Ella, treifa mi boile. So what do you learn from the word treifa? What do you learn? Lemu'ute, to exclude tumah temeya of a non-kosher animal. Okay? What happens if a bear drops dead and you touch the bear? You become tamei?
Yeah.
Yes. Become tamei, yeah. What if you touch the chelev of the bear? Do you become tamei?
Yeah. Yeah.
Says the Gemara, says of Shizmi, you don't. That's what we learn from this word trefa. Lima'ute, chelev behema of a tamei, of a non kosher animal.
No, that's not makabal.
It's not makabal tumah. We're not talking about bringing his bear. We're talking about touching it. Do you become tummy when you touch it?
Yeah, but I thought that's the reason why.
No. We're talking about only tummy touching it. So if a bear drops dead, you touch it. You tummy? No. The chalev, you're not tummy. Now, where'd that come from? Mi sheyesh b'mina trefa. Because the only time this will apply is where animals can have a trefa. What animals can have a trefa? Only kosher animals. Because non-kosher animals, you can't touch them, you can't eat them anyway. Anyway, they can't be eaten. There's no such thing as a trefa by a non-kosher animal. They can't be eaten no matter what you say. You can't eat that. So therefore, there's a reason to say that the chalev of a non-kosher animal will not make you tummy. Yatzazu, excluded from this iser, from this tumah, is a non-kosher animal. She'ein b'min a trefa. There's no such thing as a trefa bear, a trefa zebra. No such thing. You can't eat it no matter what you do. Hachanami. So too over here, over where? By birds. Say the same thing. Why the Torah say the word trefa by the bird, by over there above? And we said nevelu trefa, and we said trefa's extra. You know what it teaches you? Lemute of tamei, a non-kosher bird, she'ein b'mino trefa. That there's no tuma, that there's no trefa. Right? That the tuma of a of, of the veil of eating it, is only applies by a kosher bird. Right? Where you have such a thing as a trefa. But by a non-kosher bird, it doesn't apply. So I'm back to square one. How does a Behuda know that Malika doesn't work? That a Malika makes you tummy? How do you know that? Okay? And we'll stop here. We'll pick up the rest of it tomorrow. Wow. We're going to get to it tomorrow. Now, is anybody... Let me stop it for a second.